speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, Google. Google Plus. Yeah. And it's telling me to install the plugin again that I just installed. We'll work through it. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your computer. But it's going to be coming to your mobile phone via text. Works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based on your locale, is it's going to let you know about everything you can't possibly plan. Okay, we're going to abandon that right now. No video feed today. Let's get out of that. Google is such a fine place. All right. Let me type this in. Go get the audio. I love it. I love what I do. What Civil Dispatch does is it lets you know about things you can't possibly plan. There's no way to possibly imagine. Terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, earthquake. You're going to find out about these things. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Google Plus. Worth every dime I pay for it. Worth every dime I pay for it. Earlier this week in the Arizona Republic, which is arguably the largest newspaper in Arizona, they published an opinion piece titled, Dennis Burke Should Have Been Celebrated, Not Sanctioned. The editorial board there portrays the former U.S. attorney and Operation Fast and Furious ringleader as a whistleblower and a victim, rather than holding him accountable for his extensive and reckless actions during his time in office. Now, if you will, consider this as a direct response. Between 2009 and 2011, when Operation Fast and Furious was active, Dennis Burke and his assistant U.S. Attorney Amory Hurley refused to prosecute nearly every straw purchaser case handed to them, citing no probable cause, when in fact they were running these guys themselves. One of these straw purchasers was Jaime Avila, a man who purchased hundreds of AK-47s on behalf of Mexican drug cartels under ATF surveillance for an entire year. Burke never bothered to stop him. On December 15, 2010, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was murdered in Peck Canyon, just outside of Rio Rico, Arizona. The guns left at the scene were traced back to Operation Fast and Furious. They were purchased by Avila just a few months prior at Lone Wolf Trading Company in Glendale, Arizona. 24 hours after Border Patrol Agent Terry was killed, at 5:19 p.m., Burke learned of this connection. He wrote to his staff mentioning two of the guns seized at the murder scene were connected to an ongoing investigation out of the ATX field, Phoenix field office. An investigation he had helped greenlight from Phoenix with the approval of the Justice Department officials in Washington. The Justice Department tie-in is important because the Justice Department is part of the executive branch. He said the guns tie back to Emery's Fast and Furious case. He sent an email to Attorney General Eric Holder's Chief of Staff, Monty Wilkinson, saying the guns found near the murdered BP officer connect back to the investigation we were going to talk about. They were AK-47s purchased at a Phoenix gun store. Burke may have informed his staff, but he never had any plans to inform the Terry family. And I'm talking about this morning because of this Brian Terry promotion we've got going on with Battle Cop. Because this sort of smacks to me of the death of Pat Tillman, the former NFL player turned Army Ranger who was killed by friendly fire, where they covered it up. For no reason that I can ascertain. Friendly fire happens in combat. It does. Now, Fast and Furious was not quite as noble as a combat operation. Repeatedly, Burke kept this information from the Terry family, and at one point he even sat down with them and told them that gun walking had never occurred. They had found this out. They had questioned this because of Cheryl Atkinson's reporting at CBS News. But an ATF briefing paper dated January 8th, 2010, about the ATF unit responsible for carrying out the operation demonstrated that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Phoenix, led by Burke, was well aware that thousands of guns were being illegally purchased, trafficked, and transferred. That was the plan all along. That was the plan. Now I think everything's frozen. Maybe not, I don't know. There can't be anything happening there because there's nothing happening. There's nothing live. But repeatedly, there was a paper that stated this investigation was briefed to the United States Attorney Dennis Burke, who concurs with the assessment of his line of prosecutors and fully supports the continuation of the investigation. The investigation was gun running. With no means by which to track anyone. And the memo meant allowing guns to walk into Mexico. Burke lied to the Terry family, including Brian Terry's mother, as a guest in her home, in order to avoid responsibility and bad press for a lethal, misguided operation. John Dodson, an agent with the ATF, blew the whistle on him. He started trying to smear him. "We're strong believers in an attempt to keep this information public. If it wasn't for John Dodson, this may have been successful," said somebody named Hare. I don't see Mr. Hare's first name anywhere to where I can give him full credit for that. But in the state of Arizona, the State Bar of Arizona has pursued sanctions, somewhat pathetic, but sanctions nonetheless, against Dennis Burke. But it is a mystery to me why an editorial board of Arizona's largest newspaper would defend him, going so far as to say he should be celebrated. If facilitating murder is to be celebrated, leftists, you've gone a long way down the pipe. The facts surrounding Burke's involvement in Fast and Furious are not murky at all. He was the guy who was, he was the liar. He was not the truth teller or whistleblower or victim. He's the guy sitting around with blood on his hands and lies on his lips. And we're left to deal with the aftermath. Fast and Furious guns will show up in crime scenes for years to come, on our side of the border, on their side of the border in Mexico. And he was the gunrunner. Chief. Gunrunner in chief. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Now, of course, most of you in radio land probably couldn't care less, but I promised the ninjas yesterday that I would show them something I picked up. And, of course, there is no video feed. No video feed at all. So, I don't get to show the War Sport LVOA, which is a radical looking gun in addition to be a radical performing gun. But that's all beside the point. There'll be another video feed. Google Plus will wake up one day. Coming from TBO.com in Tampa, they offer a post-mortem analysis of the Florida legislature's initial failure. Initial failure to allow people without concealed weapons permits to carry guns during forced evacuations prompted by emergencies such as hurricanes, which is probably an emergency they face more often than anywhere else. Their piece provides a little behind-the-curtain look at the NRA behind-the-scenes lobbying and Governor Rick Scott's suspected role in torpedoing the bill. For some of us, like myself, the Second Amendment absolutists, as we're called, we're going to shake our heads and assert that, you know, no one should have to have a permit to carry a gun at any time ever. Which raises a very important question. Why would you want to limit Americans' carry rights during an emergency? Now, the argument that allegedly held up the bill came from Captain Terrence Gorman, General Counsel for the Department of Military Affairs. He testified March 19th that it was a bad idea to allow untrained people to have weapons during stressful times. First of all, Captain, you pompous windbag, it's not up to you to allow me to do anything, okay? I'm not part of your, you're not in charge of anybody anyway. You're not in a command position. This idea, untrained, there it is again. This idea that average American gun owners are not competent enough to carry a gun, that they need to be trained to be safe, especially under stress. But that, you know, we're not trained, not really, not like the pros. Who knows what would happen if these armed amateurs, what we might do if the rule of law broke down during an emergency. You know, and here's the other thing that Captain Gorman misses. There's probably quite a few veterans there that have probably run a gun in combat in Florida, where he probably never has. And if he has, he forgot about himself. What might these amateurs do if the rule of law broke down during an emergency, like a forced evacuation during a hurricane? Why, they might, you know, what could be possible? Oh, yeah, defend ourselves. That's what we would do. But that can't be it. Surely not. That can't be it. Who could argue against law-abiding citizens protecting themselves and their loved ones against lawless predators emboldened by the absence of professional law enforcement during an emergency? They'll be at the head of the evacuation line in some cases. Maybe the anti-gunners reckon that exigent circumstances would turn these armed Americans against unarmed Americans. You know, to get food or shelter for their family or something. We could be onto something here with that line of thought. The people that don't want you to have a gun are very cynical human beings. They believe that people are fundamentally irrational, uncontrollable animals, which, coming from them, is a psychological projection on their part, because that's what they are. What is Bambuser Kodachrome? Email me about Bambuser. I may have to look into that. This civility we show towards our fellow man is purely situational in their viewpoint. If people are pushed too hard, too far, too fast, any of us can become amoral killers. And to do that, it is way better if the... Well, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. After all, it's up to the authorities to maintain order and discipline to stop that from happening. When I contend that the authorities maintain nothing, they react. You make a call, you call the dispatcher calls them, they get there. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I heard you talking about Fast and Furious, and I'm Pat Tillman. About Fast and Furious, I'm not sure what your take is on this, but there's a lot of people for whom it's conventional wisdom that the government, you know, in Fast and Furious, it was like favoring certain cartels over others based on where they launder their money. If they, notion being that if the cartel doesn't launder its money through the preferred bank, then they don't get supported. If they do, then they get little perks like weapons to support their cause. Or have you heard that?
Well, I mean, I know that the preferred cartel with Fast and Furious was the Sinaloas, who just also happened to have a very wide, very robust distribution system in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And I forget which banks were involved, but, you know, it's used the usual suspects, you know, if they weren't...
The one that used to have my mortgage has been implicated in that, HSBC.
Right, yeah, and it's, so if you're not, if they're not laundering the money through one of the specific big names or one of their subsidiaries, then, you might not get the weapons, and therefore, next time you have a street battle in which numerous people were killed inexplicably down in Mexico, then you're going to lose. So it's kind of scary to think that our government is funding such things or facilitating such things. And as to Pat Tillman, you had mentioned friendly fire. I don't think of Tillman's death as a friendly fire accident. I see it as sort of a friendly fire false flag that he was basically assassinated because he had written in his letters home that he was going to come out, you know, when he came home, he was going to advocate against the Iraq war. And, the tragic thing about that is I'm trying to understand how a guy with so much on the ball, you know, who, I mean, even in his football career, you know, understands how important it is that the enemy not get your play, you know, see your, the opponent not see your playbook. You know, how he could be so phenomenally naive as to write such things, frankly, in his mail home, not expecting his mail to be screened. And, you know, it's almost like Superman walking around opening up his shirt in public so that everybody can see his ass. You know, Clark Kent walking around and saying, "Hey, look, everybody, I'm Superman." You know, he just revealed way too much. If he'd have just kept it quiet, you know, I mean, when you're right in the thick, you know, of a horrific environment like that, you know, you gotta, you know, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done, you know. Just can't play it close to the chest, get home safe, and then open her up. So I just, that's always kind of breaks my heart that he was, you know, well-meaning but so naive as to do that.
You want to hang on through the break?
Yeah, sure.
Hang on through the break. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR.
This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Glenn in Philadelphia, I had made mention of Tillman, and I had to interrupt you for the break. You please continue.
Oh, okay, Bill. Because it sounds better this way. His death is certainly tragic, and I'm glad the story got out. But I just really wish that Pat Tillman had played it a little closer to the vest and gotten himself home safe before he opened up about what he was thinking and feeling, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, just because you play in the NFL doesn't mean you know how the military works.
Yeah, well, like I say, the principle of not letting your opponent get your playbook sort of is the same notion, you know. But anyway, it's one of those situations where even in his death story had a redemptive effect, you know, and a good an impact. So that's a good. But anyway, that's all about all I had for you today, Bill.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
Now, any minute now. This is all I've got is a test pattern up here for BAM user. That's not well. You know what? Let's try this instead. Yeah, the whole I'll tell you the whole thing with the Tillman thing that bothered me is not so much his naivete and some of the things he did, just the fact that they felt like they had to cover it up for whatever reason. they felt like they had to cover it up. Now, talking about gun controllers and the and this thing in Florida, which would suspend the need for a concealed carry permit in Florida in the moment of a declared emergency. I don't understand it, why this would be possibly a thing they would want to do. I don't quite get it. Truth be told, they would rather see you disarmed because they believe the authorities will maintain that kind of stuff. When in fact, like I said, they're not going to. They can't. There's no way they can possibly do it. No way whatsoever. So, if armed government reps order a large group of unarmed people to shelter in a crowded, disease, and criminal-infested football stadium, for example, what choice do they have? I'll give you that as an example. None. They are powerless, which is exactly what the Terrence Gormans of the world want. That's the way he wants it. For the general public's own good. We saw this with Katrina, didn't we? Everybody sheltered at the Louisiana Superdome. How'd that work out for him? That didn't work out for him well at all. So I'm trying to negotiate some of this stuff. I'll just mess with that one. For the time being, I am working on it. I am trying to work on it anyway. In the gun control advocate's mind, the fight over guns is a battle between selfish gun owners and selfless progressives. As the Florida emergency carry bill, or lack thereof, proves, they are right. Absolutely right. There's a question coming out now, as we segue. There are some people, and I've said it, you know, I've said it, talking about what might possibly happen in Connecticut. Now, what has happened in Connecticut? Well, there's 100,000 or more newly minted felons in Connecticut that were not felons on December 31st, but became felons on January the 1st. And there's a level of concern there because they're discussing this daily. There's a lot of speculative posts out there by people who are not members of law enforcement and even a couple of contributions coming from the law enforcement community. The rational consensus seems to be that if the gun grab order were given, cops would pinch a registration scofflaw at the grocery store, at work, on the road, any place other than his or her home, where a Ruby Ridge-style tragedy might ensue. Now, some people propose quite the opposite, that law enforcement might not in fact be that rational if and when the time comes. There's a guy named Malcolm Gladwell, and he took a look back at Waco in the New Yorker last week. It's a part book review. Siege survivor Clive Doyle's memoir has just been published. Part interview and part history. Gladwell reprises what most people now know, that the Branch Davidians weren't violent and almost certainly weren't involved in the illegal gun trade or any other criminal enterprise. He also provides a brief and interesting history of the group, which was founded some 80 years before David Koresh came along. His main theme, though, is the thought process and the mentality of the law enforcement officials toward the end of the two-month siege. And that's where everybody needs to take a moment and take pause. The FBI, to justify its decision to bring about a sudden and violent end to the siege, believed that the Branch Davidians were dangerously in the thrall of Quraysh. It feared a catastrophic act like the mass suicide in 1978 in Guyana of the cult leader Jim Jones and his followers in the People's Temple. Where did they get this belief? From a perfect, unbiased source. An academic. Mr. Doyle's memoir emerged from an oral history project conducted by the religious studies scholar Catherine Wissinger, who maintains that the People's Temple was an example of the fragile subset of millennial groups, defensive and unstable, and willing to initiate great violence in response to an outside threat. Mr. Gladwell observes, however, that the Branch Davidians didn't hide or keep people locked away in their compound. They didn't sit around waiting for the end of the world. They engaged freely and happily with the world around them. Members of the group came and went at will. Quraysh himself went into town several times a week to take a Bible study group out for beers or to jam with local musicians. What a desperado. I'm wondering if my browser is the problem here. We'll kill that for the moment. There were guns at the compound because the group ran a legal business buying and selling them. In other words, aside from being an oddball group of religious nuts, the Branch Davidians were no worse than anyone else's neighbors at the time. No one was held hostage. David Koresh was not Warren Jeffs. Gladwell points out that transcripts of the negotiations are telling, and they are, even more so than he believes. The FBI allowed its script, or followed its script, as if they were dealing with garden-variety gangsters who would train their own mothers, or trade their own mothers, to save their own skins. It never apparently occurred to them to treat the Branch Davidians as people who believe what they profess, let alone as normal human beings. Also in Doyle's memoir, on another occasion, the Davidians asked the FBI to bring milk for their children, and the Bureau insisted that some of the children be released before the supplies were handed over. FBI, we've got the milk for you. We'll bring the milk down. We'll drop it off. In return, we want four of your kids to come up, and we're going to give you the milk for the kids. That's how negotiations classically work. Quid pro quo, you know. But what proposal could have been more offensive and perplexing to a Branch Davidian? The Bureau wanted to separate children from their parents and extract them from the community to which they belonged in exchange for milk. That doesn't make any sense. That was what was told to the negotiator, but the negotiator thinks she means that the terms of the deal aren't good enough. This is them holding on to the belief that the Davidians were a cult. We're going into the last break on the hour. We'll finish this up on the other side. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I abandon all pretense at video today. I'm taking a look back, looking at Connecticut, taking a look back at history, because history predicates the future. I'm talking about the Branch Davidians, I just come to the point where they were negotiating for milk, and the way the FBI viewed them, the FBI was unable to let go of its powerfully held belief that the Davidians were a cult led by a con man or some sort of criminal gang, tried to trade supplies for hostages. They did this over and over in the lead up to the final attack. But because the Davidians weren't a cult, they just saw armed men demanding hostages in exchange for supplies. Law enforcement involved in the operation refused to consider any interpretation other than the one they were handed in the beginning. And in the end, they unleashed violence at the people they couldn't understand. So in that case, who really was the fragile and defensive group that initiates great violence in response to outsiders' failure to play along with their Manchean worldview? This is not meant for all law enforcement, of course. All law enforcement is not going to react that way. They are prone, however, to groupthink, and they do come up with a bunker mentality sometimes, as much as any other organization. And, you know, it's what led Lon Horiuchi to kill someone he couldn't even see. It's what led the LAPD to shoot up a random truck and two innocent citizens during the manhunt for Michael Dorner. So it's not that some cops are willing and eager jackbooted thugs. The potential danger in Connecticut is that someday soon, officers like the ones who ran the Waco siege may show up at the home of a gun owner who's done nothing, but have his name on appear on a list of people whose registration forms arrived on January the 2nd. They'll be thoroughly convinced that the gun owner is a violent domestic terrorist who's holding the rest of his family hostage. They'll demand his or her spouse or children in exchange for food or a phone call. And if he does like just about any of us would, the negotiator will just, you know, when they say no, the negotiator will just assume they're holding out for more. They'll think of the gun owner as the one who's trading on the family's lives, and then at some point they'll call it quits, and then they'll send in the clowns. If there's any bloodshed that occurs in Connecticut, no matter who the initiator is, this will lie. Blood is on the hands of the government of Connecticut. Plain and simple. It's not open for negotiation. It's not open for debate. They're the ones that violated the Constitution. And they're being called out on it. And, you know, people continue to watch it. It's a precipitous time there. It's got to be very nervous to be there. I need to call Ed Peruta and see how things are going. See what's the latest. The no-fly list. Ted Kennedy was on it 5 different times. There is a Malaysian-born college professor named Raina Ibrahim. In the words of the judge, this guy who's on the do not fly list, the trial itself was a Kafka-esque legal battle. Even after the judge ordered Ibrahim to be removed from the no-fly list, the DHS has refused. Today in the United States, about 1,000 people are in the same situation as him, whose ordeal begins with an errant check placed in a form filled out by FBI agent Kevin Kelly. Aside from the successful resolution of this case, his ordeal is hardly atypical. The no-fly list has grown to 1.1 million records per year, and the estimate of 21,000 new per year. Now imagine how much it would blow, if you will, if anyone on the no-fly list was prohibited from purchasing or owning guns. They would face the same bureaucratic nightmare to get their rights back, even when mistakenly being put on the list. That's why all gun registries are bad. The government, they're no good at it. They're horrible at keeping and maintaining data. And they throw due process out the door when they try to correct the mistake. The founders believed that too much power in the central government was a bad thing. After 7 years, which is how long Professor Ibrahim was on the list, he gets off the government no-fly list, and it took 7 years to do that. That demonstrates the legitimacy of that fear, of the centralized government. Why is it important that people on the no-fly list be allowed to buy guns? Because the no-fly list, if you were to search my name, I'll give you an example. If you were to search my name, you can't believe how many people named Bill Frady are dead, have died, died in the early 1900s, in the 1800s. My name is common, surprisingly so. There are more than one William Frady's out there. And if you search my name, it's quite possible that if I'm a desperado, that a couple of other Bill Frady's would get caught up in that, say on a no-fly list. And that's a case of mistaken identity. So why should anybody named Bill Frady not be allowed to buy a gun if Bill Frady shows up on a no-fly list if there's more than one? If there's more than one. Now, that's with the last name F-R-A-D-Y. What about if your last name is S-M-I-T-H or J-O-N-E-S? What about those guys? There is no due process on that. And the fact that they do it on a regular basis is... disturbing. The fact, and they're saying this in the chat room, and I appreciate that. Rahm Emanuel, he proposed that if you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. See, they're always looking for a way to put you on the prohibited person's list, to give you that gun disability. There's always got to be another way, a new imaginative way to do this. And here's the problem with that. As an elected official, which Rahm Emanuel is now, and which Barack Obama is now, who swore an oath, and I know that they want to transform America, but as those that swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, in my simplistic worldview, their job is to protect my rights at all costs. To, you know, the only time they should be protecting me from myself is when I'm about to inadvertently do something that will take away my own civil rights. Then they need to step in. They should be doing that at all costs. At all costs. But they're not interested in that. They're interested in being in control, being in power. Right now, though, and this is all rhetorical, okay? This is all rhetorical. The Democrats, after having it all in the beginning of Obama's thing, and believe me, I don't think that Republicans are that much better, but not too many Republicans propose gun control. The Democrats are basically in a circular firing squad formation now. And... come November, I think they're going to be pulling the trigger. Let's flip into the next hour. We'll talk about a black market created by the Boston Police. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.